Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to my city and the whole New Order fam. What up, Juggernaut bitch? Guess who, motherfucker? Kang.
West of here. West of here. West of here. West of here.
Better make that shit great. If you're looking for a captain, I done burned up my cape. Was born in the streets, it's hard to escape. Wanted food on my plate, but I'm not living in Baltimore State. My mom's had it bad, but she gave me the best of what she could afford, taught me to hustle for the rest. Never took a hand out, never took a front, but I take your life from you for taking mine. Simply the stunt. Wish for better days, but then my mom died. She left me with some game and a chest full of pride. Told me to keep my head down, be there for my fam, and never forget my history. It made me who I am. At night I dream about a better way. A better way. I'm in this game. So I'm on my knees, praying above. And all I ever need is that Midwest love.
Love is West love is West love is.
Know about it. About to blow the fuck up and be some pros about it. They want us to fail. They want us in jail. They want us to catch a bullet and breath in hell. But we ain't stopping till you hear us and you know our city. STL and Kokomo is the cities that built me. We raised on the block. Love. Into the cage. Love. If you ain't talking about progress, get out my way. You want to judge me, then go and get fucking rolled. You want the drama, get a vest and learn to duck and roll. Say you my friend and buy a ticket to my fucking show. If you're not supporting our music, you clearly a foe. At night I dream about a better way. A better way. Coming to change. So I'm on my knees, praying above. And all I'll ever need is that Midwest love.
Love is West love is West love is.
My cup, shake a bomb. That's what's up. We roll like raw high. Got my homies in the back on both sides. Air shots in the back and we bouncing. The helmets in the corners, freaking high. In the Midwest, we get freshen up, boy. When it's time to nut up, we nut up like almond joy. Better watch your mouth, about what you say to a grown man. When you cross that line, there's no turning back in the zone, man. Whatever you say, you better be ready to back to the fooling. If you ain't ready to die or ready for jail, then please don't pull it. We about our team and about our dream, but we ain't about that bullshit. And only got one screw left, and it's loose, and I swear I'm about to lose it. At night I dream about a better way. A better way, becoming the game. So I'm on my knees, praying above. And all I'll ever need is that Midwest
love. Love is, West love is, West love is.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the DJ Black Season Friends Show, where it all goes down, guys. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a really great show. I got my man Dress is going to be here from Black Sheep. Also, I got my man Chuck Taylor in the house. What's up, Chuck Taylor?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Blessed to be here, man. Blessed to be on the line.
Hey, we're blessed to have you here, my brother. Your song has been going crazy, man. We're going to get into that a little bit later on, but also let me introduce my co-host for the night, Miss
okay.
Shay. What's up, Shay?
What's up, it's Shantavia.
So, Shay.
I'm going to call you Shay tonight. I'm going to call you Shay tonight, all right?
That's what you keep calling me. It's okay. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, babe. appreciate that. Hey, we also got my guy on the phone. We got DJ H now. What's up, my brother?
What up, DJ Black CZ? You all right tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. DJ Black CZ.
All right.
My man. I'm going to say salam to all you guys and all you ladies. Hey, you know what? We're going to have fun tonight. So let's get into it. We're going to get into it. Oh, we also got Chris on the phone. I'm sorry, Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Chris, let me tell you where Chris is from. You guys probably already know about Chris. Chris is one of the biggest internet dealers online right now. He works for MP3 Wax. He doesn't work for him. He's the CEO over there. He has a lot of big things going on. They're the ones that send out the music. So you guys don't get music sent to you. Guess what? You're doing the wrong thing. You need to get that music sent to you, guys. Get all the new music, all the updates on what's going on. Hey, you know what? I got a guy calling me from Britain right now, and I got a guy calling me from the UK at the same time. Hold on for a second. Let me click over. Okay. Okay. Now, this is the way the show is going to work, Chris. The way the show is going to work, we got my man Chuck Taylor. You're going to be up first, Chuck. We're going to talk to you a little bit about what you got going on, man. We're going to get to know you a little bit. We're going to talk about your single. We're going to play that single. And I want to give shouts out to Johnny O over there at the Nerd DJs. And so for Big Help, I'm going to give shouts out to them. Those are my people right there. That's what's going on. Got you. Hey, we're going to service that record. We're going to service everybody's record. Nerd DJs break records, not your stack. They break tracks, not your stacks. So get in where you fit in, baby. DJ Black Caesar, what's up? Hey, 8 Mile, what's going on with you, man? Tell me what you got going on, my man. 8 Mile, are you there?
Can you hear me?
8
Mile?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone is kind of fading away, bro. You sound like you're about 100,000 miles away. Where you at? Are you here? Wow. Well, DJ 8 Mile, we can't hear him right now. Well, hey, Shay, tell me what you got going on, baby, because you got a radio station over there. What's going on with your radio station?
Oh, it's doing real good, actually. I have a lot of two good guys coming through that this Saturday. I have Severe the Young Drac. He's out of Tallahassee. He works with T-Pain and Nappy Boy. He's going to come up here for me. And a little local, he's actually a Caucasian rapper, but I think he's very marketable. He's good, and he's kind of handsome. He's easy on the eyes, but he's not really, like, he's not on his, like, Stan Eminem or, like, and he's not really gimmicky like that. His name's Billy the Kid, and he's going to come through. He's kind of a thug, though, man. He scares me a little bit. I worry about him cursing because you can't curse on my radio station.
Wow. You know what? That's funny because we don't curse over here either, but if anybody feels they need to curse, go right ahead because, hey, you know what? We can do that. You can do that over here. If you want to curse, that's cool, but we don't do that. So, hey, you know what? You do what you want to do. You got to dab for yourself and go to hell or heaven. So, hey, but anyway, I want to talk to my man Chris first. Hey, Chris, what's up with you, baby?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Chris, can you tell everybody what you got going on over there, man? Because you got a lot of stuff going. So
yeah,
I want you to
we got a lot of different DJ retreats coming up. We out on tour with Chuck. We got a lot of different stuff going on, man. So, you know, we're here to support your movement. You know that.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about it, man, because I want you to put your stuff out there, too. You're on blast tonight, too, my man.
Yeah, no problem. You know, that's what we're on, man. It really tonight's about Chuck. I appreciate you putting me on. I really want to support what's going on. You know, MP3 Wax, definitely the one company that puts all the coalitions under one umbrella and definitely service the whole industry with the new music. You know, we humbly do it. You know that.
Right. So what do you guys got going on right now? What's coming up next?
As far as for us, we're exclusively on our side, really pushing Chuck with all the coalitions. And he's got Memphis coming up. We'll be down there in Jacksonville, bigger ranking. I mean, we got so many. He's got like 22 dates coming up all this month. Every day he's out somewhere.
Okay. So
you know,
give us a little heads up. You said you're coming to Memphis and Jackson?
Yeah. On 20th, Memphis. Well, 24th, he's down there in Jacksonville. We got the core retreat coming up in August, the Fleet DJs. Coming up in Charlotte in July. Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff coming up, man. Schedule got fully booked.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
It sounds like I need to be down south with you guys.
Yeah, you know, we're all over the place, you know. You got to work. It's not enough time in the day. We're working hard.
I know, man. Well, Shay, you said you were coming down here. When are you supposed to be coming down?
Yeah, I definitely. I'm actually headed down south supposed to be in the middle, like, but closer to the end of July, because there's only, like, I think three Saturdays in July, and I'm supposed to head down there.
I mean,
I'm trying to line some things up.
We'll be at that Fleet DJs conference, so definitely be down there. I got Drummer Boy, DJ Lazy K, Teddy T. I got a lot of people coming out for that event.
Okay, cool.
And what date is that?
Oh, that's July 26th, 7th, and 8th in Charlotte.
Okay, okay.
Oh, Charlotte.
Sounds good, sounds good. Well, Chris, we're going to try to make sure we check you out when you come down here, my man. So you need to get in touch with me and let me know when you're exactly coming. So I'm going to look at my schedule and see what I got going those 3 days.
Let us know. We're coming to support, man. What I'm going to do is I appreciate everything. I'm going to pass it off to Chuck because really right now this is his whole interview. You know what I mean? So I'm going to pass it off to him.
Right.
I'm going to jump on this one conference call, and it's on him, man. I appreciate it. Anything you need, Caesar, you know that.
Got you, my man. Got you.
Hold on a second.
Check it out. We're gonna go play a song real quick, and then we'll be back with Chuck Taylor on the phone lines interviewing my man Chuck and see what he got going on. So you guys stay right there. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back, all right? You dig? We'll be right back.
Dizzy Disaster. Dungeon Master. Dirty Clansman.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me, but it's okay to me, cause I'ma keep making that money, I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me, but I stay with G, and we gon' keep making this money.
Yo, hey yo, keep on making this money, live it up through the struggle, persevere and stay in your hustle, I jig my life like a puzzle, one piece at a time, and that's the whole damn reason I rhyme, shit, about the grind, the top is where I'ma climb, why these haters keep hating, cause I stay on their mind, but in my face they won't say nothing, they act like it's fine, solid and swine, they try to be down all the time, I'm like, chill dog, you should be between the lines, instead of acting like you're the man when you ain't even signed, hip hop comes from my soul, it's too hard to define, I do it for the ones that show love and helping me shine, all these young bucks nowadays is musically blind, talking about slinging a banging diamond and doing crime, I'm making moves, but nothing like mine. I'ma keep making money till I'm past my prime. Let's get it.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me. But it's okay to me. Cause I'ma keep making that money. I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me. But I stay with G. And we gon' keep making this money.
I'm the dark to the light, the wrong to the right, the shining star to your gloomy night. War paint covered face, feel bright, tenderloin moist and tight. Applehead, get it despite. I despise characters, doodle on sight. Tissue in your garment, Fannie Mae can't wipe. Follow the slang, bang out tracks, all types. Competition, stomach, ain't settled. Drink the weed tea and brandy straight from the kettle. Y'all dudes be mini green, like Gecko. Told you before I let go, empty the pockets, cash flow. Make way for Mr. Burn the L slow. What y'all dudes don't know, y'all rather be Pip Hostro. From BK Revenges, got Pip to blow. The only thing that raised my bell be dope.
I hear a lot of niggas saying that they be hating me. A lot of niggas saying that they be hating me, but it's okay to me, cause I'ma keep making that money, I hear a lot of niggas saying that they gon' be spraying me, but I stay with G, and we gon' keep making this money.
Now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show with Prince, Willie the Redneck, that Moonshine Drink Triple K member, Miss Big from Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
no,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Greenleaf, smoking it up producer. Bicycle Tony. Bing. Bang. Pow. I am T. Glass from 7th Letter Press. And DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Look, I'm finna make these niggas feel me. Fire all these pussy niggas out just shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you rent's due. Pay me.
Welcome back with DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Keep it locked.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show where all goes down. Check it out, guys. We got Chuck Taylor on the phone. We're going to check him out and see what's going on with him. What's up, Chuck Taylor? How you doing, my brother?
What's up, Caesar? What's going on, man? What's going on with y'all over there?
What's going on, Chuck?
Okay, okay. Blessed to be on the line. Glad to be on the line with you guys.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. The song is going bananas, man. I've been playing this song in the club. They've been tripping the hell out, man. I've been playing the song on the radio station. They've been tripping the hell out, man. And, hey, you know what? I got other radio stations that want to get that song, man. But I told them, I was like, you know what? Yeah, you can get the song. I told, you know, I got you on a mixtape, man. It's been going hella fat crazy with you, man. So tell me a little bit about what you got going on, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, do this right here. Tell the rest of the world who you are and what you do, my man, because I'm sorry. Just because I know you don't mean they know you. So tell them who you are.
Well, my name is Chuck Taylor. As you can see, you know, you probably heard the record call you heard. And I'm just like you, man. I'm just, somebody out here trying to make it and do what I like doing in the process. You know, I don't consider myself as, you know, an artist that's, you know, on a high pedestal that looks down at everybody else. I look at everybody equally. And I thank God, for the position that I'm in. As you can see in the pictures, you know, I got my guitar on me. I've been doing that since day one. So, everything's authentic. You know, I've been playing with different groups and playing for different bands and being a part of different, situations that has brought me to where I am now, which I have, the mental. And, learning the game as well, man. I'm just blessed to be in the predicament I am. You know, we make everything from scratch, me and the hit team. It's special being here. Especially shout out to MP3 Wax, man, because without them and why I wear the label, I wouldn't even be where I am right now.
Yeah, I know that, man. Chris, I'm over there breaking the necks every day. Every time I talk to him, the guy's busy like a little bee. Hey, man, I know what you got going on. I know what you're doing, and I wish you great luck, man. Do what you got to do, brother, because you're doing it real good. So how long have you been playing guitar? Because I see you got your guitar straps on, your electric guitar. Is that a bass guitar or what?
No, that's actually a Lee Fender Stratocaster guitar. It's a 82, I think.
Okay.
It's older than me, but, that's my baby, man. I've been playing it since I was about, since I was about like 8. I'll say I got real serious about 7 or 8.
Wow. That's great, man. That's a blessing right there by itself. So you've always been playing with, did you have a band or have you always been playing with the group you're playing, with doing what you're doing, or have you had a group before or what?
Yeah, I started out in the church, man, believe it or not, because, I was fascinated by the guitar because my grandfather, he's a preacher or whatnot. So, I used to have to go there after school, so I used to watch him pull it out and be fascinated how he used to make the sound, out of this instrument. So and then he taught me, a couple chords, and, I put it down, picked it up, and then, I used to go in the basement and take, like, 45s, like old records, and I used to spin them and listen and try to remake what people were doing in the record. So every day, I used to do that, and then I finally came into my own, and then I started playing for different churches, and people really recognized that I had a passion and had a gift at what I did. And then from there, man, I ran with it, played with a lot of bands, and a lot of my personal friends, they played for, my drummer, he's played for Outkast, Aaliyah, Goody Mob, CeeLo, and then, I got other guys in my group that's been out there, experienced on the road, too. So when we all come together, it's a beautiful thing.
Okay, that's up, man. Well, look, my man, I'm going to let my girl Shay talk to you for a minute. Asked me a couple questions, so you know, hang in there and we got you, brother. We're gonna deal like this, man. It should have been ladies first, but you know, hey, I'm DJ Black, so I gotta take
charge. Oh, yeah, it's all good. That's all love.
Yeah.
So how do we find you on Facebook if I want to follow you, if I want to get obsessed and follow your movement?
Well, actually, right now our media base is basically working with Twitter and Instagram right now. I got my team putting the Facebook together, but you know, we're in a lot of different social networks, and we're gonna get to Facebook, you know, soon. But my main thing is my Twitter and my Instagram, because that's where majority of my followers and my interactions come from. Right there.
Yes.
Yeah,
so what's the Twitter plug then, so I can follow you?
Yes. Yeah, it's okay. It's Chuck Taylor Live. Instagram is Chuck Taylor Live. I try to keep the same name, not to confuse anybody, but you know, it'd be easy to get in contact with. So that's Chuck Taylor Live.
Okay, Chuck Taylor Live. That's good to know. Well, as you know, I have a radio show, and it's a Saturday show, and I would love to have some of your music on it. You know, I broadcast out of the Midwest.
Okay.
It's a little different. It's a little different audience. We get music late up here, man. We get everything last.
Oh, okay. Well, you can go. For everybody, too, you can go to ChuckTaylorLive.com and download the song as well. That's my personal website. And, I love to, you know, network with you and get on your show and, you know, salute you on your show and your what you got going on.
That'd be great. So who all have you worked with? Like, I mean, because I'm following you now. I'm looking into it right now, but this is the first I've heard for you. Like I said, I'm in the Midwest, and we get it all the way last.
Okay. What market? You know what I mean?
I'm in Indiana. That's I work for it's a college broadcast, but like I'm all over the internet pushing it and trying to network. And I got blessed with an interview with with one of the guys from Black Smoke Music, and that's actually how I got tied in with DJ Caesar, which was a blessing, you know.
Black Caesar.
Thank you, brother. I think that was Mr. Bicycle Tony back there.
You know, Branch Dew, I got to pay my dude, DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, DJ, Latin Payne, you out there, brother?
Yo, what's good, man? Bicycle Tony in the building, man. Salute to all of y'all. Chuck Taylor, what's popping, homie?
What's up, man? I see you over there. What's going on?
Yeah, man, I'm enjoying the show, you know, just chilling, man. I got one question, man. You know, how'd you get the name Chuck Taylor? You know what I'm saying?
Well, basically, you know, with the whole situation, with me coming up and, you know, you wear certain things that you feel and certain things that you're accustomed to, and then you take different ideas, and we kind of collage everything together. And, you know, all I wear is Chuck Taylor shoes, you know, every day. You know, you can catch me, I got Chuck Taylor's on. And then, you know, my name is actually Chuck, and then we threw the Taylor on the end of it, so we ran with Chuck Taylor. And then we threw the Live on the end because, you know, we're doing everything live with the band, you know, live music, so it all come together.
Say the Live. Nice. I like that, bro, for real.
Yeah, that's
man.
Nice.
For real. Right Chuck Taylor Live. I'm about to buy me a pair, man, just so I can feel live like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're looking for an endorsement soon.
Salute to you, man. God bless you in your career, man. I wish you know, the most success. And I actually do want to hear everything you got right now. You know what I'm saying? So
I ain't gonna cut you off, but you can go on YouTube and put in Chuck Taylor Live. We got a lot of you can put in Chuck Taylor Live behind the scenes, and we got a lot of footage of me playing live with the band and rehearsals and where I'm at and what I'm doing too, to show them, you know, that it's the real thing.
Okay.
Will do, brother. For real, man.
No doubt.
Shout out to
DJ Black
Season.
Where's
your email?
Hello? Yeah, where's DJ Mail at?
What up, though, DJ Black Season?
Hey, 8 Mile, man. I thought you lost you for a minute, didn't we?
it was caved in and out, so.
8 Mile. Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, 8 Mile, you got a question for Chuck Taylor?
Chuck Taylor.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I got one question for you. What city is your main fan base in?
What city is my main fan base?
Yep.
Well, I would say, man, it's gonna be hard because we got fans all over. You know, I couldn't. You know, that's a good question. And you know, a lot of people, you know, our hometown heroes, or you know, I ain't gonna say local jokers, but we move into an extent where everybody is learning the brand, learning the name, and learning who I am. So I got fans and followers everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually checking you out now. I think this is you with 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, DJ Paul, man. I mean, we got a lot of heavyweights co-signing, and like to you know, the back door of this last question, you know, we hit up Florida, Las Vegas. We didn't hit up the North Carolina, South Carolina. We moving, man. Virginia.
Yeah, I'm checking you out in Las Vegas now. I'm tagging it to my page.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow, the guitar behind your head, huh? You don't play no games with it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, you got some Spanish flavor too, huh?
Huh?
You got some Spanish flavor too?
Hi, everybody. A couple of people ask me that now, man. My dad is white. I mean, my dad is black. My mother is black. But, you know, I'm laughing because, you know, you're not the only one that said that. But, you know, I'm black and black, brother. It's all good.
Oh, you almost look like a Cholo Holmes,
bro. Salute to all the Spanish out there. No disrespect, you know, but yeah, I don't, you know, I claim who I am, man. It's black
I'm just
on
black. I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? And I look more black than you do, homie.
Okay.
You look more Spanish than me.
Okay.
I'm just playing, yeah. Man. God bless you, bro. But I had to ask, man, because, you know, it's all love, man. It's all one blood. You feel me? I don't care what color you are. If you cool, you cool. You could be from Mars. As long as you're making good music and you cool, I'm rocking with you, homie. It's all love.
Yeah.
I salute that, man. I appreciate that a lot.
It's all love, man. It's all
love. I'm following you, too, now, man. I wasn't following you before, but I got you now, my man. I just left you a little comment, so when you check it out, follow me back. Hey, Chuck, I'm a big fan of yours, man. That's why you got on my mixtape. So I'm thinking about putting you on this new mixtape, putting the same song on there again. That's something I don't normally do, but I've been getting so much feedback with that song. It's just crazy, man. But
a lot of DJs is doing that, man, and I appreciate that a lot. But you know, the song is really doing well over what I expected it would be doing, you know, out here on the radio and people's response. So, you know, I'm humble, but at the same time, you know, I realize what the record is doing, and I'm definitely appreciative of how everybody that's behind the, you know, the movement.
Right. Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you something, too, man. I'm going to send you a drop script because I need those personal drops from you. So I'm going to send you a drop script over there as soon as I get your email address. Hey, you know what? Give me your email address real quick. Can you give your email out over radio?
Yeah, this you can send it over to MP3 Wax for me.
Okay, I'll do that. That's cool. I got you, man. So they'll get it to you, and because I want those personalized drops, you know, because I got a lot of stars going to be on this CD right here, on this tape right here that I'm coming out with. I got everybody, somebody going to be on it. Bone Thugs and Harmony. I got K Reno. I got Point Blank. I got what's his name? David Tolliver. I got a lot of big stars going to be on this one, man. So it's going to be like this is the last free CD that I actually put out, man, before I start charging everyone. Well, before I start charging the CDs out, because I do charge for my CDs to go out, but I do a lot of freebies also. This is the last freebie I'm doing for the rest of this year. So everybody else is going to have to get on a bandwagon, and they're going to start paying for slots. But, hey, Chuck, you got a great thing going on, my brother. So can you let everybody know what your social networks are, if you don't mind? Because you said you only got a few of them. Like, you got Twitter, you got Facebook. No, you don't got Facebook. That's what you said you didn't have. What do you got going on now?
We got the Instagram and the Twitter. Again, you know, my Instagram at Chuck Taylor Live. You know, I'm posting just about it. And last time I checked, I think I was almost 700, 800 pics, man. I try to, you know, let Eric show a picture and post stuff to let people know what's going on, what I'm doing, what I'm seeing, and how, you know, how I'm living. And, you know, people want to see you, how you get it. I'm, let me break it down, man. I want people to see how I get it, and I came from the rough. You feel what I'm saying? So I want people to see the movement and the steps it's taking to get where I'm going, the steps it took to get where I am now. So that's what I try to do on the Instagram. And on Twitter, you can hit me up on Chuck Taylor Live as well. Same name. Make sure y'all check out that MP3 Wax for all the new music, man. It got a lot of good stuff going on.
Right. I've been on there today, man, checking it out. And actually, I had the song already, you know, the song, because I had it in the mix CD, but I actually went on there and I saw the song and downloaded it again. So I went to look for it, and I downloaded it straight from there. So if you guys want to go get his song, you can go there to MP3 Wax, www.mp3wax, and you can download that Chuck Taylor song, or you can go to Chuck Taylor's website, his own personal site, go there and download. You know, go to both of them and download it. Download it twice, and then go download it some more, because you guys are supporting Chuck Taylor, man. And I appreciate you guys for supporting this artist right here, because this is the artist to look out for 2013. The guy is doing real, real good. He's going to be somebody I'm going to be dealing with for a long, long time. So, hey Chuck, do you have anything else you want to say to the audience out there?
Yeah. Man, I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind, Black Seeds. I'd like to ask you a question. Well, my first question would be, you know, how's the feedback from, you know, the record and how everything is going, the listeners, you know.
Let me tell you this, brother. The feedback from the song is overwhelming, man. I mean, dude, I've never heard that much feedback from one song, man. So many people actually hit me up on Twitter, on my Facebook, asking me about, you know, the Chuck Taylor song, man. It's going real, real rampant out there right now. It's like stupid crazy, my man. But the thing is, you're doing great, man. Everybody's digging that song, man. Everybody loves that song. So it's doing pretty good.
Okay. That's good.
I'm sorry, yo. You know, I keep looking at the picture and all that. I'm thinking Chuck Taylor needs to come with a Chuck Taylor Live from El Barrio or something.
Say the reggaeton album.
Hey, I'm appreciating all the love, man, and like I say, without you, man, and all the other DJs, and especially all the followers and stuff, you know, especially without you, man, I wouldn't be even on here.
Hello?
People wouldn't be listening and reaching out without people like you, you know?
Yeah. I think we had Dress on the phone. Dress, are you there?
Come
here.
Oh, yes, he just hung up. What's going on?
I don't understand these people, man. How do they hang up on you when you call them up? You're still up, my man Chuck. You still up? So, do you got anything else you want to say to the audience out there before you go, Chuck?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if that was me. What'd you say, boss?
I said, do you got anything else you want to say before you go?
Man, I just want to, you know, like again, thank y'all for having me on the show. Like I said, without them, I wouldn't even be in the situation I am, man. They're definitely supporting everything. MP3 Wax. You heard, you know, I'm checking it out. I appreciate everybody that's spending it. Follow me back, man. You follow me, I'm going to follow you back. You know, it's nothing but love over here.
That's what's up, man. Okay, thank you, sir, and I appreciate you, and thanks for coming and stopping by the DJ Black and Friends show tonight, man. It was an honor having you on our show, man.
No doubt, man. And look forward to networking with you guys. Like I said, we'll be linking up some more in the future, man. I appreciate you.
Cool. That's what's up, my brother. I appreciate that. Okay, you heard it. We had Chuck Taylor live right here in the house. DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. We just got through interviewing my man, dude. That was great, man. I had a good time with that brother. Now we got my man Dress from Black Sheep up next.
Oh,
what's up, Dress? Are you out there? Dress, are you out there? Wow, Black Sheep, you're not alive, you're not with us. I see you on the line, man.
Gotta get him back on here, man.
I'm looking at him right now.
We're gonna turn this into a hostage situation.
Hey, Black Sheep, are you out there? Wow.
I'm listening to Drez, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I actually met Drez when I was a little kid in the Bronx, man.
Okay.
He don't remember me, But
hey, let me ask you a question. Hey, did he talk to you then? Because he's not talking now. Did he talk to you when you were a little kid?
And, you know, we showed the young man some love, you know what I'm saying? I was like seven. You know what I mean? I was a big fan, you know, him, T.I. Lee, the whole Black Sheep, you know what I'm saying? Greg Knight, Smooth. They used to be out there in the Jeep. In the street. They was really in the streets in the Bronx, man. I mean,
right, right. Well, hey, let me see if I can get him again, man. Hey, Trash, are you got your ears on, brother? You know, all that noise, all that feedback is coming back from his line. I don't know what they're doing. Trash, are you there? I hear little kids in the background.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I hear some kids.
Yeah, that's Trash's phone right there. That's the man's phone, so it's not on.
I can't give you a gossip. Not what I got this week with no kids listening, Steve.
Yeah, I'm about to hang up on his phone because he's not answering anyway. So I'm gonna hang up. All right.
He probably told the kids to hold the phone real quick. He's a Black Sheep, man. They'll never get it right.
Yeah. Well, we'll call him back later. So what's hold on, let's go to another song. I let my man go. Hey, Chuck D, are you still there? I mean, Chuck D. Chuck Taylor, are you still there? Chuck Taylor.
Now he said bye.
Oh, okay, he did say bye, okay. Hey, you know what? We didn't even service this record, man. Chuck didn't even tell us about that, man, but we didn't service this record, so we're gonna go to the Chuck Taylor record right now. Let you guys check it out. A hot record. Hey, Latin Pain, you know I'm gonna let you check it out, baby. Hey, check this song out right here. Hey, check this song out right here. Nothing but feedback from this brother. Check it out.
I heard you move that hood, I heard you
I just kept remembering the fact that he said he plays, you know, the guitar and the instruments are live, man, and that just really makes the record even all the more dope to me, like respecting right. the craft, you know?
Yep, yep, you're about right. That's what's up.
A lot of dudes do a lot of sampling, and I enjoy the samples too, but when you get back to the musicians, that's something completely different. That puts you in a different class. I think that was really hot.
Right. That's what's up. Okay. Madden Payne, what do you think about it?
Bing, bong, bing, man. I can fuck with it. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I'm a boom bap, man. You know, I'm a boom bap rapper. You know what I'm saying? I really like the boom bap, but I like the creativity. You know what I'm saying? I like the flow, too. The flow pattern was definitely what I like the most. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
You know?
We got somebody just tuned in. Hold on for a second. Let me cut her mic on. Oh, wow, I'm froze up. Let's see. Damn, I hate that shit when that happens. Oops, did I just curse?
You said shit like a pirate ship. I heard you.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, the ship that just sailed away. I was looking at the ship out there outside. It was outside in my yard. It was about to ship away. Hey, guys, you know, Black dudes don't curse, man. I don't really do that. But, you know, every now and then it comes to your head where you got to put something out there. But let's see if I can cut your microphone on, ma'am. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Hi, 469, is that my girl, Miss Kitty?
Hello.
Kitty Pink on the phone line. You guys know her. If you don't know her, you should have been here at the time she was on. Hey, Miss Kitty Pink, how you doing, darling?
I am doing wonderful. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Hello. This is explicit.
Yeah, are you there?
This is explicit. Kitty put me on the phone to apologize for my behavior. Last time I was on the show, I was real unladylike or whatever she said. So I just want to apologize.
Here, you know what? I swear to God, I don't even remember, man. So you know what? You apologize for nothing.
Oh.
I doubt if anybody else remembers, too.
What's her name?
What's your name, darling?
Here goes Kitty, though. This is my Kitty. I'm out,
all right? Nah, you can't just do that, son.
Hello? No.
Hey, Kitty, what was she talking about?
She was tripping last time. She was cussing and she was rude to you because the white dude told her to be rude to you and stuff. And I just felt like it was very disrespectful and she needed to apologize for all it.
Who told her to be rude to me?
Willie.
Hey, you know what? Willie is not here tonight, man. Willie burnt down his house, and he's trying. I mean, dude, he burnt down my house actually, and Willie is trying to get himself situated. So he's in a rampage right now, trying to figure out what he's gonna do because he burnt down the trailer. So that's where Willie's at. He blew it up today with a. Cooking corn whiskey, and I told him, I was like, dude, you can't keep doing that. So he blew himself up. He blew up the house and blew up himself, too. So now he's all burnt up and stuff. So we're going
to
see what's up with that brother next week. Huh? Do it now?
He's trying to be black.
Hey, that's pretty funny. Hey, Tony, you're probably right, because you know Willie, deep down inside, he really wants to be black like us, so, you know.
You know what I'm saying? He's just hiding that. Yo, what's the lady's name, Kitty who?
Wow.
I apologize. I want to know who's Kitty Cat.
Yeah, it's Kitty.
Hold on, baby. Get it right. It's Kitty Pink. K-I-D-D-Y. Kitty Pink. You got there.
K-I-D-D-Y?
Wow.
Kitty Pink.
All right, Kitty Pink. Is it Kitty
Pink? Your song.
Perfectly Pink on Facebook from Brooklyn and all that?
Wow. Get it all off your tongue.
Hey, is Dress there?
Yo, Dress, man. Dress there. Game, son. Yo, I'm a big fan, you know what I'm saying? And he needs to be on his phone because I'm getting emotional. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I keep calling him up and they keep answering the phone, but nobody's saying anything. Like,
he must got AT&T, man. He must got AT&T, bro.
Oh, did I hear
that black seat? On AT&T, you can hear the kids and you can't hear them.
I hate AT&T.
Well, I'm going to hang up, Mr. Dress, because your phone is not working right, and we can't really hear you, brother. I think I can hear you now, man. You trying to say something?
It's not like you're in water.
Hey, if you're trying to say something, can you call us back at, get a pen and write down his number, brother. Get a pen and write down his number. Okay. The telephone number to write down is 646. 646-716-5971. If you can hear me, man, call me back at 646-716-5971. We're not supposed to do that, but try to call me back at that number because your phone is, like, doing some really, really bad stuff. Okay, I just hung up on him again. Okay. Kitty Pink, where you been up to, baby? How you been?
I'm here, baby. I'm here. DJ Caesar, guess what?
Okay, guess what? What's up?
I have finished the remix to Buy.
Oh, okay, good. Get it to us, and we'll get it.
Since I'm on the radio and everything, I announced it like I'm real big and, you know, famous and stuff.
Man, you are real big, man. You're doing big things out there, so don't think you're not big, man, just because you're not a superstar, but you're on your way. So, hey, you know what? That's
Kitty,
the
give me your music. I want your music also. I'll follow you. I'll get obsessed.
Okay. What's your name, Mel?
I'm Shantavia with The Movement. I have a small radio show. It's nothing compared to The Landlord of the South, but I would love to have your music on there, have you for an interview, pump it extra hard. Like I said, I will obsess over you. I like Pink, so.
Wow.
What's up? Wow. Oh, my goodness. Girl, I'm
blessed. No homo. No homo. You have to say that nowadays, man. That the world is so open and free.
Pause.
You have to say that.
Everyone is free. Everyone is free.
You gotta say pause.
You have to be clear of where you stand, though. You know, I commend everybody's lifestyle choices, but you know, I'd be a fan.
Well, me personally, I could care less what everybody else thinks, and I think
exactly
is obsessed with me.
I am going to obsess, though, so what's your, are you on Facebook?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on Facebook. You can find me at K-I-D-D-Y Pink. Or you can get at me on Twitter at Who's Miss Kitty, that's H-O-Z-M-S-K-I-D-D-Y.
Are you Kitty Pink out of Brooklyn?
No, ma'am, I'm not in Brooklyn. Up that way. My bad. I'm a Southern girl. I'm from Stanford.
That's what I was about to say. You sound like you're from the South.
Yes, ma'am. Baby.
How you spell Kitty Pink again?
K-I-D-D-Y-T-I-N-K. Did you get that?
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing.
All right, baby.
No, same, same.
But DJ Caesar.
Yo, Caesar, man. You know what
my
I'm
motherly
saying?
Duties are calling. I hate to stick out on y'all, but my baby don't want. I enjoyed that. Chuck Taylor, yo, dude is nice. I like him.
Okay, guys. What's going on now? I'm sorry. I just Bicycle Tony just reminded me of something that I could have done. And Shantavius, you didn't even tell me, man, that I could call about myself. You know I had strokes and I can't think for myself. Wow. What was that little kid on the phone?
He's not on the phone. He's in the house. And he's mad right now. His name is King, and he looks up to that name. So I'm going to let y'all, my motherly duties calling. Love y'all. Thanks for the support. DJ Caesar, you the bomb, baby. Wow, put that where you want it. I'm going to holler at y'all.
Yes, ma'am. We'll holler at you. Okay, guys. Let's get into another jam. Let's see what's going on with another jam. Hold on for a second. Let me find one. I think. Oh, hold on. That was my man, Bicycle Tony. Just called back his phone, Mr. Dry. Hey, Bicycle, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, homie.
Okay. Okay. Hold on for a second. Let me see what we got. We got something new in here. Let's see what we got new in our archives. Hold on. Let's see.
You ain't got no tank top tee, though?
Boy, you crazy. Wow, this dude just asked me to have some bong, bing pong, bapito, or Tito,
not
or something.
Tank top Tito.
And that's even funnier the second time that you're going around. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Kate Reno.
What's up, homie? Long time no see, man. Yeah, I'm chilling, man. How you been doing? That's good, man. Good to see you, boy. You looking good. How your mama them doing? Real good, man. Can I say hi, man? Got much love for y'all, boy. Stay up, like.
Doing bad, I'ma come real with it. It ain't struggle that make a man, it's how the man deal with it. Last days, you gotta recognize the negative ways and turn from them. We all make mistakes, G, but the key is to learn from them. I've been blessed to come across a little paper. Made a lick and spit it quick, then had lost a little paper. Appreciating what we got, we true hood scholars. Then sat in circles with my partners, pitching this change to scrape for $5. When you leave home, the world change all of a sudden. Full grown, you on your own, partner, the world don't owe you nothing. I've been in this hole, ducking and dodging the grim reaper. But the more I try to dig my way out, it's getting
when
deeper.
Everything
doing
around
bad,
you is going wrong.
Myself one day being just like him, so I focus on my paper, got a mission to rise, and try to see life through the eyes of the poor and despised. It's in my people, man, I never turn my back on them, to my young hustlers walking these cuts with crack on them. It's another way, I hope you feeling your brother. I know that cash be coming fast, but dog, we killing each other, making bad moves, trusting fools, caught up in crosses, and you ain't different from the rest player. We all have took losses, better shake it off, cause a real man would accept responsibility and play it with the hand he was dealt. See, my shrink done even ran out of questions to ask, plus I'm holding family animosity from the past.
Everything
I'm doing
around
bad.
You is going wrong.
Stop all that singing and start swinging.
Go to homeboy's bed.
clutching the gap, my stomach touching my back. The world is testing me, but at the same time, my girl's stressing me. My actions be the reason why the man ain't blessing me. Should I chase mine with steel or a gun on my waistline? And FaceTime, these questions go deep as a baseline. I'ma take it the whole nine or catch a case trying. Confess my sins, hoping that God will erase mine. Gotta raise your game level when the trouble appears. I got partners I've been hanging with for 15 years. Yeah, I'm strong, but I'm worn out and tired in the mind. Cause water dripping on a rock can wear it down over time. You feel me? I ain't no baller, I'm a child of the ditch. Being broke is a test, but money is a trial for the rich. And to the ones that passed on, geez, we lost in the game. Y'all come to light every time somebody mention your name.
Everything about you is going wrong.
Baby that was born today. Throw 'em up if you're hustling, making your pay. Throw 'em up if you're feeling every word I say. It's like that.
Yeah, we just say what's up to all the players we lost. My homeboy Big Mello, Screw, Fat Pat, 38, that boy Nut, that boy Big Steve, my cousin Byron Miles out there in Lufkin, RIP. I want to give a shout out to all my partners on lock. That boy J Flex, Pimp C, SPM, Black Capone, Brian Dennis, my cousin, love you, man. Guy Pearson, you know I ain't forgot about you. That's why I do this twice, better known as Aftermath. Yeah, anybody else I forgot, charge it to my mind and not my heart, you feel me? See y'all players when you get back. SPC, much love. Peace.
I'm driven, I'm...
Yeezery Bob.
I got you. Hey, Shay, I got that chick, Miss Kitty Pink. She's asking me, can I send you her info? So make sure that I give you that info. I didn't give you those songs last week from Problem 13. Make sure I get you that also. And
Send you an email.
Yeah, send me an email. You're right. Exactly. That's exactly how I do business. Send me an email requesting what you need, and I'll send it to you. But I know Kitty Pink was on the show tonight. I know that she wants me to sing you her song, so I need to sing you that song in Problem 13. Bicycle Tony, same thing for you, Bicycle Tony. Whatever you need, man, can you do this, man? Can you start putting an email and sending it to me, my brother? Because I know you've been asking me for music. So send me an email and just say, Caesar, send me some music, and I'll basically sing you the same thing because I already think I know what you want, too.
Shit, I sing that shit on the radio, my motherfucking stuff, but I don't get it, man. I know the song.
Okay, my Bicycle Tony. Hey, we're going to come right back from this commercial break, and we're going to get the 411 from Shay, okay? You got it.
You are now listening to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show with Prince, Willie the Redneck, that Moonshine Drink Triple K member, Miss Big from Star Mob Radio.
I put my money in
number,
the freezer.
Not mine.
I call it cold cash, my coke stash.
Greenleaf, smoking it up producer. Bicycle Toy, Bing, Bang, Pow. I am T Glass from 7th Letter Press. And DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
Look, I'm finna make these niggas feel me. Fire all these pussy niggas out just shooting, trying to kill me.
Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, yo, this is Blue Philly holding it down for DJ Black Caesar. Vanderbilt Media Music Group tells you, Reds do. Pay me.
My rap, son.
Check it out, Tony. Hey, man, I'm going to get a I'm doing this, man. I got to do this because since we – okay. Now, I'm going to say your name correct this time. Shun. Okay, check it out. Here's the deal. Shantavia, right?
Yes, Shantavia. You know, white women get creative with the names when they lay up with black men. My mother, she's a Caucasian woman, and my father, he's Haitian, Port-au-Prince, and my mama, she just came up with I'm like, it's Shantavia Latrice too, at that. So it's a big one.
Shantavia Latrice.
Yeah, it's a big one. Shantavia. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The tree. That's not bad, though. It's kind of cute.
I like it. Yeah, thank you. It grew on me.
It's
it grew
like,
on me.
It got a nice ring. It's different. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Yeah, but.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I'm going to do another commercial. I'm going to get another commercial just done for you. But I'm going to need you on the phone when I talk to the guy. I'm going to need you on the phone to get your name correct because I don't want him to mess it up either. And I know if I tell him, I might say Shambuza or something, you know. I might come up with something crazy. So I need you
Mom, you're going to call me Shaq again. A couple of times you're going to call me Shaq. I was like, okay.
I didn't call you Shaq.
Oh.
Are you
Bicycle Tony, didn't he call me Shaq?
Yeah, he said
Shaq. Wow.
Some shit.
I'm sorry, I apologize for that, because you don't look calm at all. You don't like no basketball player. I'm sorry about that.
Now, I'm only 5'2", man. I'm not big enough.
Shaq,
wow.
Shit like that, you know what I mean?
Why do you let me call her Shaq, man? You know how to call her.
I said, y'all, we be
man,
right back with Shaq, you know what I'm saying?
I did. Yeah, you really did.
Wow. Oh, wow. I believe you now. I got you. Okay. Well, I'm sorry for calling you Shaq, man, Shaquille O'Neal, because you don't look nothing like him. You're not his height, so I don't know why I called you that.
I'm mad because you said Shaboompo.
Hey, I don't want to mess her name up anymore. It's already... Hey, I just don't want to mess the name up no more.
Boom, boom, no.
I don't want to mess the name up no more, especially when I get a commercial done. I wish for a commercial, and we'll be introducing T.L. O'Neal when I get done. So we don't want to do that. We want to do that.
I can't breathe, man. Fucking with the tune,
man. Yeah, he's killing me, ain't he?
Yo, he's crazy.
Willie the Redneck, because he's not here tonight.
I hate he
blew himself up in his trailer today, man.
I'm upset he's not here tonight. I had to ask him. I had some questions, man, because they put out this list of celebrity butterheads, and I really wanted to get Willie's opinion on this list that they put out. I was kind of like taken aback a little bit by the list.
Wow. Well, why don't you go ahead and get started and let everybody know what's going on in entertainment news. What's up?
Okay, well, we'll start out with the celebrity butterhead since we got Bicycle Tony and all his character on the phone. Because Jocelyn Hernandez, does anybody know who Jocelyn Hernandez is from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know she was a celebrity, right? But
oh, wow.
She is. Is she a butterhead?
Bicycle
She's
Tony might know. I don't
know. Yeah,
you know what a butterhead is, right?
Everything look good.
No,
but...
Is that
some
like
a butt?
No, the butt's fine. The head is not, but her head.
Okay.
I got you. Okay.
Now I agree with that one, but they put Black China on here as number two of the butterheads, and Buffy the Body was after Black China.
Nah,
Buffy the Body.
You think Black China's a butterhead, though?
Nah, Black China not no butterhead. Who said that?
That's what I said. I said this must have been a white person's list because they got Coco after Buffy. Like, she's like the least butterhead on the list. And Fergie's number two. That's about the only one we really agree with.
Well,
but
right.
Speaking of, huh?
Can you help me out and tell me what a butterhead is? I'm sorry. I'm not in America right now. I've been in Africa.
Check it out, bro. Butterhead means everything look good but her head. So.
I got you.
She got like the gizmo in the face. You know what I'm saying? She looked like Ron in the face. But she got a bang.
Wow.
So,
but her body, I mean, she must have, Jocelyn Hernandez must have something going on because she had Stevie J going bonkers. And now she got Stevie J and Benzino. You know who Benzino is, right, Black Seas?
Yeah, Benzino.
Yeah,
that's the dude. That's the Mexican,
the
Hispanic cat in New York.
Yeah,
City,
with
right?
the big turtle head. Him. Right. Well,
hey,
Him and Stevie J were calling themselves brothers on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta or whatever, and apparently he went behind Stevie and hit Jocelyn, so they've been beefing on Twitter. Well, now Benzino has made quite a comeback, and he's winning the Twitter beef, because while Stevie J been busy kissing Lil Wayne in the mouth, I know everybody's seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I don't understand what people mean by Twitter beef. Like, they take that serious nowadays, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, anytime you have two grown men in a war of words, it's a little feminine to me. Like, that's like kind of like dyke shit, man. To me, pardon my French. But
if you don't bang, beef, that's where I come from. Where I come from, if you don't bang, you don't beef. Simple as that, man. Shut up and keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. Well, Benzino has come out with a video, and it's called Smash the Homie, and it's got this Jocelyn lookalike in it that's so accurate, man. And I'm like, man, how can you let Benzino run you into the ground like that? Benzino is not that dude. He is not.
Can't even rap, you know what I'm saying?
No, and he's coming up off of this, and I hate to be the one to say it, but the song is kind of catchy, man. It's called Smash the Homie.
Oh, wow.
Well, he deserved one good song, you know what I'm saying? I mean, son whacked, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, Ray J has set a trend, man, of dudes piggybacking off of somebody who kitty cat they done got to crawl off in, and that's really, really bad, man. That's why you cannot let lames get on. Like, women have to be more selective. Bras are so scared to spend 5 minutes to themselves that they're basically letting anybody have their company. You know what I'm saying? And it's really, like, this is a clear example. This, the Kim Kardashian joint, like, this is a clear example of why you cannot. And it even goes both ways with men. Like, you know, you got Bow Wow on the internet with pictures of Cat Stacks with her finger all up in his butt. You know, people got to be more selective.
Stop playing, son.
No, I wish I was playing. I really, really hate to be the one to bear bad news.
Oh, come on. Did he do that?
He did. Well, she did it, but he took it.
That I don't even want to drink no more, man.
Man, Mr. 106. Mr. Bent Over. Mr. Laying on His Stomach.
No more, man. All right, man. Damn. Bow Wow, what the freak, dog?
But you know what, though? At least one rapper still kind of, I mean, he's a little young, but he's keeping it. He's keeping it regular, degular. He likes the ladies. Chief Keef, man, he's been, to me, it's child molestation because he's dating his second stripper. But you know the man's 17 years old. And he's actually engaged. He just posted pictures of him engaged to some, like, 23-year-old dancer. I don't knock dancers. I don't knock nobody's hustle. But now, child molestation is what it is.
It is.
It's under 18, I mean, it ain't right.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Shay. Who's who's molesting who?
Well, the woman who's sleeping with the child is the molester. Now, Chief Keef is a child.
Who's the child? Is he a superstar?
It is.
Chief Keef.
If it was the other way around, you know, somebody would have been locked up by now. You know what I'm saying? If a young feet, and I'm not sexist in no way. It just is what it is. I see it all the time. And, you know, man, it would have been a whole bigger story if Chief Keef was a female, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Word, man.
But the video vixen / stripper, she goes by the name of Couture. And, I mean, they're all over the internet, posted up, laid up. And she's definitely a woman. Like, she's built. She is a woman, not a child. And she is a, this little guy must be in heaven, man. He gets the smoke reefer on TV. I mean, he gets the wild straight out. Like, where is this dude's parents, man?
Worse, just like, you know who I'm mad at, yo?
Who's that?
I was mad for a little while at French Montana with the little homie, little Poopy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
What was he doing with little Poopy?
Little Poopy doing the same. He doing the Chief Keef, but he's 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? Slapping women on the butt and all that in the videos. Got him booty popping in his face and all that. Like, get that booty out that little boy's face. You know what I'm saying? He ain't ready for all that. You know what
and you know what happens? They turn these little boys out at such an early age, and then the dudes grow up and the niggas be Lil Wayne's, man. Kissing niggas in the mouth.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Wearing dresses and leggings because they get exposed to so much. man, it's unbelievable what we do to the youth. Pop said it a long time ago. He said, we leaving our seeds hollow.
Yeah.
You know, if it's for all that, I'd rather never be famous than to go to hell for some shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
Wow, man, the fame ain't going to stay
all what it cracked up to be. You know, I love this music biz, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? The real ain't out there getting famous like that, man. The really real humble and the real good ones I've met so far, a lot of them don't care about, you know what I'm saying, being all out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
They lack integrity, man. And it's kind of like the whole, you know, that's one reason why I follow the whole Illuminati conspiracy thing so much, because they always talk about, like, the sacrifice. And I look at these fame whores, and I see the sacrifice when I look at famous people. I really, really do, the sacrifice, the lack of dignity and self-respect. Like, I'm a real conscious person. I couldn't see myself sleeping comfortably.
Word, for real. I say that all the time, man. If you would read, I try to tell the world stuff like that, too, man. I'm nice to meet you, by the way, too, because I like that.
Yeah.
I say stuff like that. Is that what you just said all the time, man? That's how I feel, you know? Well, I really do this because, you know, people got to hear the truth, you know what I mean? Before they lose.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question, both of you guys. Do you guys not have each other on Facebook?
No, I don't think she's my friend on Facebook.
Okay, I'm gonna send you her link, my brother, because you got to see this.
But it is a pleasure meeting you, man. And I like to tune in. You got another show, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's on theedgeradio.org. It's Saturdays from 9 to 3. It's an all-hip-hop show, but I feature local artists. What I do is I try to give anybody, any entrepreneur, anybody with any type of idea, a chance to come on, even if I can only get you on there for 15 minutes. Like, if you don't have a book of work, then the actuality of you being on there for 2-3 hours is really, really slim. But I have had, like, I have people come guest host, artists, I debut their music. I'm in a couple weeks, I'm going to have a organization called Young and Established. And what it is a group of young ethnic people, Chinese, Black, and they put together this group. Most of the people attend the school that I go to is USI. And what they do is really, really dope, man. Like, a couple weeks ago, they did a kidney walk. And I just really, really respect what they're doing. They sell T-shirts off or, you know, to raise money for different causes. And I respect stuff like that. Last week I had SL Media One, David Hildreth. He's a guy up out of Kentucky, small media company, but he's trying to make moves, and he's proactive in his pursuit of success. Like, a lot of people, they sit around and they think pursuing success is waiting on it. And I tell people, man, don't nothing come to nobody who wait. Like, nothing good. The only things that fall out of the sky is rain, nasty ass rain. You might catch a case, but anything else you're gonna have to run after, you're gonna have to chase. You know, anything worth having.
Wow.
Hey, yo, I like that, though, man. I'm tuning in, man. Make sure you let me know when to catch that. You know what I'm saying? Ahead of time. I'd love to be there, yo, for real.
Thank you. I would sure appreciate any.
Man, where you from? The Bronx, Brooklyn? Where you from?
Who, me? I'm actually from Florida, but I grew up in North Carolina. Like, my mama was a thug, man, and she was on the run a lot. We moved around so much, and now I'm in Indiana. I've been in Indianapolis. I mean, just basically everywhere. I've grown up around so many different type of people, man. I've been blessed. And that's why I love music, because I grew up with hearing hip-hop, hearing rock. Like, I've had so many different influences as far as music. I know it's all over the place. They actually call me the doll that listens to it all, because I have an alternative radio show as well. Where I play all alternative music. So it's really, I'm like a mutt, for real. I'm the real American, I'm real American, man. Like I said, my father, he's Port-au-Prince and Indian, and my mama, she's Irish and German, and, oh, Lord, it's just
love, man, it's all love, you know. I'm from the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? I've been around, you know, all types of different people, you know what I'm saying? I just know that there's good people and there's bad people, and that's just shit, you know what I mean?
Period, yep.
Period.
I'm in right now, though. I'm in conservative Southern Indiana, man. You will not believe it. And I'm not racist. Like I said, my mother, she She's a Caucasian woman. But she raised me to be a proud black woman. And these people around here, man, they steal the black man's whole style. But at the same time, they won't acknowledge it as being the black man's style, and that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They talk like us. They wear our hats, and then they look down on us up here, man. It's like it's crazy. I'm not too far from where the Klan really originated, right in South Bend. I'm just a couple hours away from South Bend. And it's crazy the things I see and I hear. Like, it's unbelievable. Being 25, man, and just really, like, having a open outlook. I don't judge any book by its cover, but I'm going to flip the – I'm going to skim through it real quick and then, you know, form my opinion. I don't have to really dive deep into it. People are so transparent. It's unbelievable, man. And it's comical up here. It's like Malibu's Most Wanted all over the place.
Well, originally the Klan started in Pulaski, Tennessee, some shit like that. You know what I mean?
The National Geographic show says it was the home of the Klan in South Bend, Indiana. Like we were even just learning about it in class today. They love to talk about it. I'm an RTV major. Tell me why I'm in my RTV class, which is radio television, and I'm hearing about racism nonstop, hearing about the Klan movement.
When you get to certain states like that, though, you feel me? Like, I'm from the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? I never knew racism until I left the Bronx. You understand what I'm saying? I never felt it. I never had to feel that. Because in the Bronx, you white, you black, you whatever you is, you from Decatur Avenue. Nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? So, so that's how I grew up, you know what I mean? When I moved to the South, you feel me? I saw it for the first time. And made me want to crack everybody in the mouth. You know, I couldn't understand people talk about each other like that. You know, I'm Puerto Rican. Some people think I look black. I know my history. I know Puerto Rican is a black man. We were just slaves to the Spaniards and not slaves to the Americans. You know what I'm saying? But I come down to the South and I see it firsthand. You know, blacks don't rock with the Spanish. The Spanish don't rock with the white. And white don't rock with nothing. And I'm like, man, I'm going back to New York because that's not how you want to live. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't no racist until I came down South, and I'm sad to say that, man. Shout out to the South, a lot of good people.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how it was, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm in the Midwest, but, like, I'm right by Kentucky, and it's here, like, it's unbelievable here. But at the same time, like, I've never seen so many biracial people until I came to Evansville. All of Evansville is mixed people, and that make the white boys even more mad because you know what? And, like, just being up here, I've never understood, right, and this is going to sound crazy, but I never understood why white women were infatuated with black men, you know, to the degree that they are, to where they'll completely not date a man in their own race. But then I get up here and I get around these, I live around these white men, man, and I understand, man, the black man is a king, and when he is raised up in royalty and treated as such, he is deserving of any woman's praises, and all men ain't like that, in my opinion. Like, I've been around it, and I see it now. You got to raise your son, your king, your princes to be king. You raise them as peasants, and that's how they'll conduct themselves. You have to, you know, breed royalty and instill it in your sons and in your daughters. And I raised my man. I treat him just like a king. I'm talking about crab legs, lobster, back rubs, hair stay done, lotion, education, love, empowerment, you know, and that's all I can do, and man, it's a lack. Like Chief Keith, man, it's a lack of guidance because we don't know, our men don't know that they're kings. They really don't. Because it's almost like a slave mentality. You got for years and years people manipulating us, telling us that we're a lesser being.
Well, you know, it's just like how I think about religion. You know what I'm saying? And I love what you just said for real, because it's things that I touch on in my music too. But like, you know, for instance, you know, I'm a Santero. I grew up in the religion of Santeria. A lot of people don't know that about me. I grew up around a lot of Santeros. You know what I mean? And people used to say, yo, why you want to be down with that? That's evil. And I'm telling them, before we knew who Christ was, before my people, my original people, Yoruban tribes in Africa, Nigeria and all that, before we ever heard of a Jesus Christ, this is our religion. This is who we looked up to. You know what I'm saying? This is what we did. We got that taken away from us, you know what I'm saying, through slavery. You know what I mean? We weren't allowed to practice what we wanted to practice because you had to be a Roman Catholic. You know what I'm saying? You had no other choice. You know what I'm saying? Or you'd be maimed, murdered, you know what I mean? Shot, you know what I'm saying? So I like what you're saying. Well, it's time to bring the people back, you know what I'm saying, to when we were kings and queens. You know what I mean? I like that.
Yeah, we were the rulers of the earth, the original man, and nothing compares to that. Nothing, no copy can compare to the original. You see what I'm saying? And I'm blessed to be raising an original man, one of the original rulers of the earth. He was born a king. All I have to do is show him that, because you have to teach your children. You know, you can take a king and throw him into the wild as a newborn, and he'll grow up in the wild and think he's an animal. And that's what happens to a lot of our men. We throw them into the wild due to women getting on drugs, not having the baby father around, and just being lost, being weak-minded. And I was blessed with a strong mind. And, man, I'm so excited. My baby's only 4, but I'm so excited about his life because I already know. He's going to have riches and royalty because that's what he is. He was born in it, and I was blessed enough to know what I gave birth to, like the gift that I got of God. God gave me a king, you know?
Yeah. Hey, guys, check it out. Hold up for a second. We got a caller from 804. 804, what's up?
I ain't doing nothing. What's going on with you, Blackseed? This King was, you know me, man. Just
what's up,
bro?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm surviving out here, man, struggling, man, just like everybody else, man, trying to make a way out of nowhere. You heard me?
Yeah, I feel you, man, I feel you. You just tuned in, right?
Yeah, I just jumped on, man. I can be on for a minute. I got some stuff to do for you, and I got, you know, kids or whatever, but I wanted to call in, tune into the show, tell everybody I'm thinking about them, I'm praying for them, man.
Hey, brother, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate the love and the support that you show to DJ Black Season Friends, man. Also, man, I want to thank you for doing the work you're about to do for me. When you get that done, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have that to you tonight, man. Actually, I'm getting ready to do that for you in a few minutes. You know what I mean? Make sure the kids get to bed, everybody get something. You know
okay.
How it goes.
Yes, sir. Hey, brother, thanks a lot, man. I really do appreciate you.
Man, thank you, man. I thank God for you. I appreciate you, man. I hope everybody continues to show support to the DJ Black Season and Friends show. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, I hope so, too, man. Thanks for calling in tonight, man. We really do appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Okay, guys, we're going to go to a quick song right quick. You guys sit back and enjoy yourself. We still got about 37 minutes to go for the show, so we're going to go to a quick song, and we'll be right back in a second, all right? Don't go anywhere.
I don't want you to be worried. You know, some people actually like this, man. I was doing a show in England. After the show, this guy came up. He was from Ireland. Fucking loved me. He did, man. Came up after the show. Man, I identified with everything you're saying. You know, I too have been oppressed. The Irish are the blacks of Europe. I had never heard that before. I said, in that case, beat it, nigger. Your breath is killing me.
You underestimated greatly. Most number ones ever, how long did it really take me? The part I love most is they need me more than they hate me, so they never take shots. I got everybody on safety. I can load every gun with bullets that fire backwards. You probably wouldn't lose a single rapper. Niggas make threats, can't hear them over the laughter. Yeah, that's cause I'm headed to the bank, nigga. Natural lifestyle, I'm just being frank with ya. I mean, where you think she at when she ain't with ya? Wildin', doing shit that's way out of your budget. Owl sweaters inside her luggage, you gotta love it. Damn, this shit could go on a tape. Bitches loving my drive, I never give it a break. Get these niggas the look, the verse, and even the hook. That's why every song sound like Drake featuring Drake. Straight, why free? Why is it always me? Got us watching our words like it's wide taps on the team. Cause I show love, never get the same out of niggas. Guess it's funny how money can make change out of niggas for real. So nobody started feeling themselves. A couple somebody started killing themselves. A couple albums dropped, those are still on the shelf. I bet them shits would have popped if I was willing to help. I got a gold trophy from the committee for validation. Bad press during the summer over allegations. I ain't lying, my nigga, my time is money. That's why I ain't got the time for a nigga whose time is coming. A lot of niggas be on something like that for movement. And I'm the only nigga still known for the music. I make 4
selfless nigga. Fuck your list, everything's looking gorgeous. Without me, rap is just a bunch of orphans. But if I stayed in the shit, it's a bunch of corpses. And me and my dread nigga from New Orleans, stashing money like hoarders off multi-platinum recordings. Eating like I'm seated at Swiss Toto with Yosos. Nothing was the same, this shit for Easy and Coco. This shit for Kareem, this shit for Javon, this shit for Julius, Melly Mill. Boy, we do this shit for real. All them boys in my wheel, all them boys is my wheels. Anything happen to pop, then I got you like Uncle Phil. Weezy been on the edge, you niggas just need to chill. If anything happen to pop, he might pop a nigga for real. Coming live from the screw face, living out of suitcase. But I'm feeling good, Johnny got me pushing two plates. My weight up, I refused to wait up, I started a new race. It's funny when you think a nigga blew up after Lupe. Niggas treat me, I've been here for 10. Some niggas been here for a couple, never been here again. I'm on my king, ain't shit, I'm trying to win here again. A young nigga trying to win here again, man, what's up? Hey, yeah, a young nigga trying to win here again. If I like, I just fly to the city, I'm in. I got a drinking with your boy, I got him fucked up, shout it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's off my Facebook. Hey, that's off of Volume 1, Facebook friends. You guys out there, you need to check my Facebook tape out. I've been promoting it all over Facebook. Hey, you guys, if you haven't seen it on Facebook, you've seen it on Twitter. Hey, man, I got about maybe, I'm probably at close to 3,000 viewers now. So you guys need to go there and download it, check it out. It's really hot. We got a lot of great artists on there right now. So I just wanted to put that out there so you guys can check it out. Go check me out at Twitter, at my Twitter account. Check me out on Facebook. Check out my www.tweetmymixtape.com. DJ Black Caesar. Hey, it's all good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Hey, also, I want to ask you guys, have you checked out Justin Khalil? I just did a mixtape for Justin Khalil. It's a hot mixtape, man. It's on the album cover. Me, him, and two other gentlemen. It's pretty hot. All the songs are good, you know. I'm going to say this probably mixtape right here is probably the best one I've done in a while for Justin Khalil. And the reason why is because Justin Khalil is a businessman, and he wants his stuff to be correct. So you guys need to check that out. Also, I got a mixtape coming out. I know you've seen it online with the superheroes. It looks like a comic book. The CD cover looks like a comic book. It's going to be really, really hot. Thank you. I appreciate that. I got a lot of major stars going to be on there. I got Creep Doll from the Dog Pound. I got David Toller from Men at Large. I got Roscoe Dash going to be on there. Who else? Bone Thugs and Harmony are going to be on there. You guys need to check it out. I got a lot of majors on there, so check it out. Binky Mac from the West Side Connection. So check it out, man. It's going to be a hot CD. So you guys need to get that as soon as it comes out. It'll probably be out in like 3 more weeks. I'm just trying to weigh my options. I got a lot of stuff going on, guys. So if you want to get a movie, if you want to get a song in a movie, you want to get a track in a movie, you got beats out there that are really, really hot, get with me because I got 5 movie projects on the table right now that I'm working with. So I'm looking for music for those. If you got a hot song, hey, man, I'm not the guy that charges, man. I don't really charge stuff like that. If you want to get on there, you can get on there for free. You know, if they don't like it, they can tell me about it, and I'll tell them what I think because I'm not doing it for any less than a penny. That's all I'm doing it for. If you want to send me a penny, that's fine because I really don't need your money. So you guys out there that want to help out, hey, you know what? Just get a fund together. Donate your money to a fund. Donate it to a fundraiser. Donate it to a charity because DJ Black Caesar is going to do this stuff for free. This CD I'm coming out with the this mixtape that's coming out with all these stars on it, I'm not charging one damn dime for that. It's going to be on free sites. It'll be free for downloads. So you guys keep me posted. Keep checking with me on my Facebook, on my Twitter, LinkedIn. Keep checking on those things, and you'll see what's going on. I appreciate you guys. I thank you for all the support that I get from you guys, man. I really appreciate it. Hey, and you girls, too. Thanks a lot for the support. Hey, right now I want to finish up with Shantavia. I want her to see what else she got going on. So let's get back to Shantavia and see what you got going on. What's up, Shantavia?
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of homework to do, so I am about to sign up off of here. But I did I did have one more story for you. Remember last weekend we were talking about Amanda Bynes and all her fuckery, part of my French, but then she had some Twitter beef. That's for you, Bicycle Tony. She had some Twitter beef with Riri, called her ugly, said, you know, that's probably why Chris Brown was whooping on her, because she was so ugly.
Wow.
Yeah, she went there. And also said that, you know, Rihanna has that scar on her lip that is allegedly the herpes virus. So Bynes also brought that up. Not even a week after those rumors circulated, Rihanna's name is ringing again, and it's ringing bells. And coincidentally, it has to do with herpes also. Chris Brown's former lover and punching bag, man, she's getting sued, man. The girl named Stormika Greenwich, rather, is filing a lawsuit against her, claiming that she got herpes at Rihanna's concert from trying on Riri's Woo lipstick. For real.
Okay.
Now here's the thing, though, Riri, I'm going to clear this up for you. What was going on is that they had a kiosk set up of the MAC-endorsed lipstick. Woo is the color or the shade, rather, that Riri is putting out. And so the lady, Greenridge, she stops at the kiosk, and allegedly the employee tells her to pluck her upper lips and lean forward, and she puts the lipstick on her. 2 days later, the lady swears she didn't have herpes before this event. 2-3 days later, the lady says she woke up and she had a cold sore on her mouth. So she goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells her that she's contracted the herpes virus.
Wow.
So what they're thinking has happened is that they used the same lipstick on hundreds of patrons that night, and that somehow somebody, not Rihanna, I repeat, not Rihanna, had used the lipstick who had herpes. Yeah, so she's suing, she's trying to sue Mac, trying to sue Rihanna and all her people for setting up the concert with the kiosk, and she's basically saying that this stuff probably happens all the time. Now it's going to be a bunch of hoes running around blaming their STDs on trying on free samples of makeup. So that's pretty sad.
That's real bad right there, man.
That's pretty bad.
Now imagine if Rihanna was selling panties, though. How many people would come out the woodwork? Talking about their herpes and this, that, and other. People just need it, man. They need to be accountable, man. You know, I don't think nobody got herpes from a lipstick, but I don't know. I don't wear lipstick. I wear lip gloss, and I damn sure don't try it on before I buy it. I'm not into free samples.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I have to. Oh, and Miguel's being sued, too. Remember I told you about that flying kick? I think your friend from London had actually shared it with you.
I watched it.
Okay, well, that girl is suffering from brain damage. She's been having a lot of cognitive problems since then.
Oh, man, you got to be
kidding. No. And she's got some lawyers she done mounted up, and she is definitely pursuing a lawsuit for emotional distress and brain damage and memory loss, and it's just all types of mess. So shout out to Miguel, man. I'm praying for you. I love your new song with Kendrick Lamar. They got the new song, How Many Drinks, and that is so, so good. But he's going to have to keep his feet to himself, man. He falls at almost all of his concerts, though. They literally have like 4 or 5 virals of him falling off the stage or kicking somebody or cutting the split too hard, but he always keeps singing, man. He's a true performer. He truly, truly is.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
I ain't running nothing else, so I'm going to get off this phone and try to rock these finals out so next week I can stay for the whole show.
Okay.
But I love you, Steve. Thank you for plugging me. DJ Black Caesar and friends, like I said, the movement is on the edge, radio.org, and it's on Saturdays on 9 to 3. You know, Steve, because you checked me out. I appreciate all the love. And I will talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Cool, cool. We'll see you next Wednesday, then, dog.
Miles, a pleasure meeting you, too, man.
Yeah, Bicycle Tony, I enjoyed the conversation. It was awesome.
God bless.
Cool. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, God bless y'all.
Shay is out of here. Me and Bicycle
Shantavia.
Shantavia's out of here. So she's out, and we're still here, me and Bicycle Tony. We're still tuned in to the DJ Black Season Friends show. We got about 24 minutes to go, so don't go anywhere. We're going to play another jam for you. This one right here is brand new. So check it out. It's called Gum Out. Punch. Punchline is on it. Check it out. All right. And enjoy.
This is what you want. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Light up a blunt inside the club and tell a bouncer hit the grave by design. I'm inclined to take the pull like a slave the most. High be dressed, I get props like stagehands, subject to flip shit. Like a runaway's plans made my way out the hood, top traffic style. College girls on the balls like the dick by town. I spit the worthwhile, seldom seen today. And got chicks on my dick like I come cream relay as I dance to whack cats when I get the chance. To make an MC reevaluate life's plans, I step up with punchline like staircases. Me and Jerobi's all in, pair aces. I think you better look again for your children and friends to be in need of a life like MTO's top 10. Who's first? When it only gets worse, I disperse a million ways to shine without wearing a man purse. I get dumb, yo.
The straight jacket's out cause we dumping out. All my y'all get scared and start running out. If we rival in the spot, then we dumping out. All my y'all get round and start jumping out. Bring the straight jackets out cause we dumping out. All y'all get scared and start running out.
Fucking seas, heart's colder than the winter breeze. I came to add some insults to your injuries. No praying, but your girls stay on the knees. I like my women and my weed, but no fucking seeds. It's punchline, and I'm speaking with a native tongue. Won't stop this hip hop till I'm the greatest one. Know when my day will come, like an orgasm. Name the best in the game, I'm going all at 'em. Don't worry, competition buried, cause I killed Mike like Conrad Murray. I spit rhymes that'll ruin y'all hope. Next rhyme that you write should be a suicide note. Yo, I only invest in those that are impressed. I'm only fucking with the fam, no incest. Jerobi, punchline and dress. We always gonna hunger for more, but well fed. Yeah,
bring the straight jackets out, cause we dumping out. All y'all get scared and start running out. Yeah, we rollin' in the spot, then we dumping out. All y'all get round and start dumping out. Bring the straight jackets out, cause we dumping out. All y'all get scared and start running out. Cause we rollin' in the spot, then we dumping out.
Yo, I'm sitting here writing shit that's rivaling Homer's. Wondering, who gave these motherfuckers diplomas? Your whole rhyme book is mal odor. Same, you should have known that it was shit when you wrote it. Champagne for real friends, real pain for sham ones. Finish the bottle and spit for my stand sons. Language and lyrical bliss, him on one. Winning women's a breeze when you're rolled one. Dress, punch, let me get my torch, man. Turn these little sugar ass rhymes into brulee. Step up in the spots, girls all be like, boogie. On some Prince Rakim shit, come do me. You being nicer than me, perhaps. Stars in the sky and the moon collapse. If my brain misfired and I lost a nap. And fucking Rebecca Black ghost broke my rap. Now
bring the straight jackets out, cause we dumping out. All y'all get scared and start running out. Yeah, rolling in the spot, they'll be dumping out. All y'all get round and start jumping out. Bring the straight jackets out, cause we dumping out. All y'all get scared and start running out. Cause we rolling in the spot, they'll be jumping out. All y'all get round and start jumping out.
Okay, okay. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you all. Hey, you know what? Tonight was an awesome show. What's up, Bicycle Tony? You still there, brother?
Yo. Yes,
we got Latin Pain in the house. Check them out every Wednesday night. Latin Pain will be in the house. Hey, but check it out. We got something from Latin Pain we're going to play in a minute. So check this out right here. Latin Pain, Holy Man.
Ha! In search of holy man. All the sinners, you're the sinner. Time to get rid of all. In search for holy man. Can't keep my thoughts in order. In a zone I can't manage. Maybe I'm bipolar, chemically imbalanced. My first thought is damage. My second thought is pain. My mind's eye holds images of blood stains. All I know is horror. I hold a scarred past. I think about tomorrow and hear the devil laugh. Gunshot blast. There goes Capstone. Just another voice I hear when I'm alone. Don't even trust my shadow. I think he moves funny. Feels like the Grim Reaper comes to take life from me. You probably think I'm crazy or done too many drugs. Cause I can see demons. You must be blind as fuck. Moving lightly in tempo, zigzagging in the street. Like I can feel the heat of hell underneath my feet. I feel the end creeping. Maybe I should repent. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. In search of holy man. In search of holy man. In search of. They say all men are sinners and must repent their ways to reach the Lord's promise or feel eternal blaze. Hell flame scorching, we sin in many ways. Drug, sex, abortion, extortion, gunplay. These are the last days, Revelation 7 plagues. Holy wars, Armageddon, high age rate. Spiritual high stakes, tough choices to be made. My New York mind state may keep me out the pearly gates. Grind to not go hungry, out for the root of evil. Enemies necessary for green pictures of dead people. I know it's a thin line between love and hate. Freedom of cell, heaven and hell, does it depend on fate? Or does it depend on faith? Lord, show me the way. I open up the Bible, flip to a random page. He states the rules clearly, commandments there are 10. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. 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 Yo. Pedophile and priest, reverence who mislead. Pastor sipping off a risen, pushing caddies. Most been marked by the beast. Spit what I see on beat. Death, drugs, rape, murder all on one street. And street after street, evil spinning 360 degrees. I get up on my knees and pray the Lord forgives me. Cause I participated in evil. Risking my life for freedom with stunts, wilder than Knievels. Years of incarceration, maybe I was wrong. Using my strong arm to get my grub on. Sold a controlled substance, chasing money in abundance. More time, came home broke, shit wasn't all for nothing. Young wanting all or nothing, ready to pop something. Needing that money, hunger pains, had my stomach bumping. Living a sinful living, I'm ready to repent. Duck and dodge my demons, in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men.
Okay, Bicycle Tony. Hey, I like that song, man. You already knew that, Russell. That's a good song right there. In such a holy man. Hey, man, what was going through your head when you made that song, bro?
Well, I was fresh home from a parole violation, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, watching my kids get a little older, I was still part of the streets, you know what I'm saying? Thinking to myself, yo, man, enough is enough, you know what I mean? Then, you know, analyzing everything that was going on in the world at the time and in my life at the time, and, you know what I'm saying? I just felt like, you know, the sinful way I was living really horrible, you know, it was enough, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. I can dig it. Hey.
Hey, let me ask you another question, my brother. Now, you got how many kids, bro?
All together, I got four that I know about, you know what I'm saying?
four you know about, all right, I got you.
Yeah, I got four daughters that I know about, you know what I mean?
You got four daughters?
Yes, sir.
Wow, 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 okay. Okay, wow, you almost made me give you a laugh from you almost made me give you a laugh from when he said, if you want me to hook you up with a son, I can hook you up. Wow, wow. What was that? Training day, yeah. Wow. Man, got four daughters. Hey, you know what, man? That's good. I'm proud of you, too, brother, because you do preach the word, and you do sound like you come from another land, brother, but sounds like you're trying to do right now. And that's good, and sounds like you're a phenomenal artist, man. You're like an artist right there that I really admire. You're somebody that I listen to his music, and I support you 100%. I support you 1,000%, to be honest with you.
Jay Black Caesar, you have my back. You have my back for a while now, bro, and I really appreciate that, dog, for real.
Yeah. You know what, brother? I feel like I got to have your back because I feel like we're brothers now, man, and I feel like you got my back, too, because you've been coming on this show. Support me on this show for about maybe, wow, how long has it been? It's been a while, huh?
It's been like a year now.
Wow, are you serious?
Man. It's been. I mean, we're going to have to go back in the archives, but it's been a while, bro. It's not.
Wow. I thought it'd been something like 7 or 8 months, but you said a year. I can't even argue with you because, you know, I had strokes and stuff. My time schedule is not that good like it used to be.
Well, you know, I say a year because, you know, in the beginning of the Open Bike Night show, you know what I'm saying, which is about 2 years old now, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning
of
the
show. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? And after about a year of doing the Open Bike Night show, it blew up, and you were part of it blowing up, you know what I'm saying? So
Right.
You were, man. You were a big part of it blowing up, truth be told, you know what I'm saying? You was part of the first that started really getting recognition. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, too. Hey, check it out, my brother. Now, hey, this is just the word that I've heard. But I heard I'm about to be over a new radio station in another month. We're going to have a 365. Kenna from Black Smoke Concept, he was telling me about a radio station that they're thinking about doing, and he wants somebody to be over it, and basically picked me to be over it because I've done a 365 before. And I told him, I was like, sure, I could do it, you know, that's no problem. So all we got to do is come up with some shows. So basically, you're one of my DJs, so guess what? I'm going to give you a show of your own. You'll be able to do a show of your own on a network that we don't have to pay for. How you like that?
Holla at me. You know, I'm down. You know, I love this radio stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm
artist.
Yeah,
I know you do.
I'm an artist, you know what I mean? But I don't want to rap forever, you know what I mean? I mean, I like the rhyme, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't going to be 70 years old rhyming, but I could see myself an old man doing this radio, so I love
it. Right. I dig it, man. I can dig it because I can see myself being an old man doing radio, too. I'm already an old man. Hey, Bicycle Tony, hold on for a second. We got somebody on the phone lines. Let's see. 5:30, your phone line is open. 5:30, your phone line is open. You want to make a comment? You got a question.
Oh, hi, this is Tanya. I'm just listening to the show.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi,
Tanya. Yeah, Tanya Green, baby.
Hey, this is Tanya who? Who is it? Tanya who?
Tanya Green.
Tanya Green.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Tanya?
Poetic Justice, Tanya Green.
Wow, you know what? I'm so sorry. You know what, Tanya Green? I haven't heard from you in a long, long time. So I will say this, Tanya Green is somebody out there. She's going to be on the show also, just to let you guys know. She's going to be on this show. We're going to talk to Tanya and see what she has going on. But, Tanya, how you been doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. So what do you got going on right now, Tanya? What have you been up to?
I am finishing my book that's called Whatever Happened to Hip Hop.
Wow. Tanya Green has worked on a book over there for Tupac Shakur.
So she was talking about that. She's going to tell you about that when she has an interview, though. We're not going to get too much into it, but we will talk about that when we do an interview. Tanya Green, did we ever set your interview up?
No, we didn't.
Okay, you know what? You're in great hands then, because we actually need to talk about setting the interview up for you. And I got basically I'm fooled up for the rest of the month. But if you can slow down and wait and see what I got going on, if anybody calls me up in the near future and say they canceled, then I'm gonna call you up and I'm gonna get you on that show. But if not, we're gonna have something for you. I think I told you the same thing the following month, and I told you, I said, let's get your information in. Is that what I said?
Right.
Tanya Green, so you're in the house. Tell us what you got going on. You said you're working on a new book. It's called, what is it called again?
It's called What Really Happened to Hip Hop.
Right. So tell me, let me ask you this. What really happened to hip hop? Can you give us a little short syndrome of what happened to what really happened to hip hop?
Well, what I'm doing in this book is it's basically I'm going to recreate a lot of poetry based on artists from 79 to about 1990.
Okay.
And it just, and you know, once again, it's I do the poetry thing, so
right.
It's going to be in poetic form.
Okay.
And since I'm on the phone, I'll read one to you really fast. And this is called.
You know what?
Trap.
I was about to ask you, can we get a poem real quick?
Yeah, this is called Trap, and I'm hoping that my phone doesn't kick me off because Virgin Mobile must just be for Virgin, so it don't work well with me. Anyway, okay, I must confess my musical roots are linked to a tribe called Quest, but as the far side of life started passing me by, all I ever needed was Method Man along with Mary J. Blige and the sound of old school rap from back in the day when clothes were cross-colored and high-top fades. Those young MCs rocked the stage like a boss. After their set, they left my mind crisscrossed. I remember LL had me bumping my booming system. I played it loud because cursing was never mentioned. And being in the club was fun and crazy, out on the dance floor shouting and jingling, baby. Oh, mercy, mercy me. I found a way to escape by running with Run DMC. For me, rap ain't no joke. It is a lyrical flow of words that may sound like a riddle. I'm forever trapped in 80s hip-hop, so just call me Moni in the Middle. That's the end of that one.
Cool, cool, cool. We got enough time for another one. What's up?
Let me see. Oh, I got one right here. This is called This Mic.
Okay.
This type of mic has the fire to blaze, just like Jimmy's cloud of purple haze. The greatest thing about a mic, it makes rapping seem fun. Craig Mack brought the flavor like veteran KRS-One. A universal mic connects MCs to DJs like Cut Creator, as everyone inhales and exhales Bismarck's vapor. Sometimes a mic will have you relax and chill on top of a mountain or Cypress Hill. One thing about a mic, it comes without rules. That's why Busta Rhymes is now the leader of his own school. When you find the right mic, it should never blow a fuse, because only a true lyricist knows how it's used. So anyway, as you can see, I put song titles and maybe the rapper of the song and stuff like that.
Cool, cool, cool. I like that, too. I like that, too. Hey, let me tell you something. You got a lot of great stuff, but check it out. Check it out, Ms. Green. You're going to be on the show, so we don't want to give the audience too much because we got a lot of people tuned in right now. We don't want to give them too much right now because we want to save some for later on. So you guys already heard Tanya Green. She's been out here for a long, long time doing her thing. Hey, Tanya, you work for a magazine too, right?
Yes, I work for Mafia Magazine.
Okay, okay. Okay, Mafia Magazine is a hip-hop magazine or what?
Yes, it's hip-hop.
Okay.
And actually the March issue, Ice Cube did the cover.
Oh, okay, okay. I think I've seen it. Okay. Okay, that's what's up, man. So you got that going on. You got
Caesar, before I get off the phone, you know, I always have to do my one promotion for my Tupac book. And let me read this.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Do your promotion.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
This is called No One Knew. While incarcerated, Tupac was trying to figure out what to do by reading books of poetry by Niccolo Di Bernardo Machiavelli, also Maya Angelou, and then later became one of the first rappers to perform at the House of Blues. Even though it's been 16 years, we are all consumed by a man who knew his fate as others planned his day of doom. Many saw thug life as a negative view, but sometimes it takes an image in order to get the positive through. So listen to the songs on a certain CD. Please stay focused on these words, Eyes on Me. Speaking the truth about innocent men no longer being set free, and police are shielded by a badge that stands for brutality. Every word he spoke felt so intense, because his mental freedom will always remain behind a razor-sharp fence. That's the end of that one.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Nice. You got another one, or is that it for now, or what?
I you know what? I got a million of them. I'll switch it up, and I'll do this one about tattoos for everybody that has an X on their arm. This is for you.
Oh, it's for me.
That's for me too. I got tattoos all over my body.
Do you have any? You have any X's on there, like XYs?
No, I don't have any X's or anything. I got real tattoos.
Okay.
Ex-girlfriend.
This is basically for people that have a name on them and they're no longer with the person. But then again, there's a reason to put a name like a family or a departed, you know, someone you lost. So
right. I got names on me though. I got names on me.
Okay, you might appreciate this.
Yeah.
I have seen creatively written names, ex-lovers of yesterday, exploited on bodies like billboard signs because you love without limits and then cross your own imaginary lines. It makes it hard to forget no matter how much time goes by. Your memory of them may fade, but it's the ink that's left behind. Names are permanent reminders embedded on the skin. You can never wash off those feelings of when. Now a part of life that no longer blends in. But unless it's in the name of love for family or a dear departed friend, then tag your body with respect from beginning to end. But when you lust in the moment, it's easier to erase you with the paper and pen. That's the end.
Wow. Nice.
I want to say something real quick. You know, me and Tanya Green, we go back probably like 2 years now. I don't know. How long has it been, Tanya? It's been a while now, huh?
It's been almost 3 years.
Has it been almost how many?
It's been almost 3. And
it's almost 3 years now. And I've been listening to the poetry. I know the personality. Man, you really awesome, Tanya Green. I just wanted to show my love and appreciation. You've been rocking me for almost 3 years now. And this is when I wasn't even really, nobody knew who the hell was Bicycle Tony. You know what I'm saying? On the internet, you were one of the first ones, and you rocked me ever since. And, you know we're going to have you back on Open Bike Night real soon. I got the email, and I just want to say, man, you know, you've been supporting me through the whole mess, and it's been crazy, and I love you for that, yo, for real, man. I got to tell you, I love you for that, man, for real.
Tony, I remember when I met you on Rip and Rhyme.
Yeah.
Remember about Rip and Rhyme?
Yes, ma'am.
And I, Caesar, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
I used to get on Rip and Rhymes, and excuse my language, I don't know if this is a curse show or not.
Yeah, you can curse.
Okay, but I fucking used to rip them off with the lock.
Well,
and I met my bicycle Tony that way.
Yeah,
and that's not fine. Do you remember Tony, and then I got kicked off of that profile?
Yeah, you did. You sure damn did.
They told me I need to follow women, but I said if it's freestyle and if you're ready for freestyle, it could be a man or a woman. So I took all challengers, and my last one was Bicycle Tony, and he let me have it, and I gave it right back, and we've been friends ever since.
Word up, man.
Nice.
Absolute. Tanya Green. Tanya Green go in, too, man. And, yo, man, for real, we've been rocking so long. Before internet radio and all that, it was me and Tanya Green writing rhymes at each other, you know what I'm saying? And battling each other through text battling, you know what I mean? And it was fun. And, man, I can't believe you're still rocking with us and we still rocking with each other. And I love that, man. So it's going to be a real great pleasure to have you real soon, you know what I'm saying? And Anything you need from me, man, just holler at me, man. If there's anything I could do, I just want to show appreciation for rocking with me, man. I love you for that.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I want to say thank you, too. I know I haven't known you that long, but I want to say thank you, Ms. Green, because you are phenomenal.
Okay, I have one more poem, and then I'm going to get off the phone and listen to the rest of your show. I gotta always promote myself as I do others, and this is going to be from the book, What Happened to Hip Hop. And I say, way before Biggie talked about going back to Cali, there was a song about a girl named Sally. Those young MCs had self-reliance and pride, and three Buffalo girls going around the outside. Everyone's lyrics were at the top of the stack. Remember, you can get with this or you can get with that. Setting the stage with Sister Soldier and Lady of Rage. Now flip through that vinyl like the words on this page. Hip-hop always had plenty of space without the concept of color, gender, or race. Remember the duo that's known as Third Base? Teaching us what it meant to give the gas face. But by midsummer 1989, this group left their mark with political rhymes. Hitting the truth that made a lot of people choke. Depending on where you live today, 911 is still a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Sonya Green, thank you for coming back tonight. It's been wonderful.
Awesome.
We got to go. We got to go. I'm going to go. And I'm sorry. We're going to go, and I'm going to leave you guys to this note right here. I love all you guys. Thanks for stopping by my show tonight. Don't forget to tune in next Wednesday and see who we got on the show. You don't know who it might be. It might be your mama. So tune in and check us out. Hey, this is going to be one of the best shows on Blog Talk Radio. So you guys make sure you tune in to Bicycle Tony and DJ Black Caesar and Miss Tonya Green. We'll be back next week, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
All right,
I'm going to leave you with
you.
Hold on.
I got to do something for my homie not
okay,
here.
Okay.
Yeah!
Hey, give me a money, don't you, brother? Hey, we all miss Willie, man. We all miss Willie, man. It's been kind of boring without Willie. So, you know what I'm talking about, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come up real slow, go back real slow. slow. Come on, real slow. Go back real slow.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.